necessary to be cheerful. His spirits required support. He was a nervous man, easily depressed, fond of everybody that he was used to, and hating to part with them, hating change of every kind. Matrimony, as the origin of change, was always disagreeable, and he was by no means yet reconciled to his own daughter's marrying, nor could ever speak of her but with compassion, though it had been entirely a match of affection, when he was now obliged to part with Miss Taylor too, and from his habits of gentle selfishness, and of being never able to suppose that other people could feel differently from himself, he was very much disposed to think Miss Taylor had done a sadder thing for herself as for them, and would have been a great deal happier if she had spent all the rest of her life at Hartfield. Emma smiled and chatted as cheerfully as she could to keep him from such thoughts, but when tea came, it was impossible for him not to say exactly as he had said at dinner.
"Poor Miss Taylor. I wish she were here again. What a pity it is that Mr. Weston ever thought of her."
"I cannot agree with you, Papa. You know I cannot. Mr. Weston is such a good-humoured, pleasant, excellent man that he thoroughly deserves a good wife. And you would not have had Miss Taylor live with us for ever and bear all my odd humours when she might have a house of her own?"
"A house of her own? But where is the advantage of a house of her own? This is three times as large. And you have never any odd humours, my dear."
"How often we shall be going to see them. Are they coming to see us? We shall be always meeting. We must begin. We must go and pay our wedding visit very soon."
"My dear, how am I to get so far? Randalls is such a distance. I could not walk half so far."
"No, Papa, nobody thought of your walking. We must go in the carriage, to be sure."
"The carriage? But James will not like to put the horses to for such a little way. And where are the horses to be while we are paying our visit?"
"They are to be put into Mr. Weston's stable, Papa. You know we've settled all that already. We talked it all over with Mr. Weston last night. And as for James, you may be very sure he will always like going to Randall's because of his daughter's being housemaid there. I only doubt whether he will ever take us anywhere else. That was your doing, Papa. You got Hannah that good place. Nobody thought of Hannah till you mentioned her. James is so obliged to you."
"I am very glad I did think of her. It was very lucky, for I would not have had poor James think himself slighted upon any account, and I'm sure she will make a very good servant."